like to take a chance on something here. I think that we're learning the Nefesh HaChaim, which is the Shitas HaGra. As I pointed out, it's easy to read it fast and not realize, you know, that this is a bombshell here. But the Nefesh HaChaim clearly says that the, as you said over and over again, that the neshama of a person isn't the atzmius of a Kadosh Baruch. It's not like you have in you or we have in us the atzmius of a Kadosh Baruch. That's what Nefesh HaChaim says, and that's the Shita of the Gra, which we learned a little bit, if you recall, in the Hakdama to the Safra Ditznius of the Gra. But the Gra is adamant about this point, that the neshama does not have God in it, which sounds fair enough, but the Baal HaTanya clearly argues with this. And what I wanted to do, and here's the chance I want to take, because I want to learn this Tanya inside. We started learning a couple of sentences of it, but I want to learn the Tanya inside. At least I have it inside. You don't have it inside unless you have a Tanya there. What? Yeah, well, it's on a couple of pages. That's the only problem. Okay. Takes a second, Peggy Moore. Enough. Hello, bye. So, this starts off, the Baal HaTanya starts off really with a Rambam. And the Rambam speaks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, as we know, right? Hashem Echad, Ushma Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Doesn't need too many psukim. We all believe that Hashem is one. But the Rambam adds into this that Shakarish Baruch Hu Mehusai V'Atzmusai V'Daitai Hakol Echad Mamish. Everything about Hashem is one. In other words, it's easy to say it's one. There's not two gods. That's kind of easy, but it's more than that. It's the Rambam. Mehusai v'atzmusai, what he is, the atzmus of Hashem, b'daitai, the will of Hashem, hakol echad mamish, achtus pshuta v'loy merkevas klal. It's not divided up into parts, it's not divisible, it's one. Kein ha'inyan mamish b'chol midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing as with the midos of Hashem. So if you say Hashem is a racham, you don't have this inside yet. If you say Hashem is a rachum, a rachanun, or an erech hapayim, that's one. That's all part of one. It's not because you would have a tendency to say, the dualists would say that Hashem, the angry God, this is the angry God. This is the God of, Christians like to talk about the Lahabdil, the God of vengeance, you know, the God of mercy. So there's only one God. But unto itself, it's pashut. Like, are we one with our anger? What do you say? You're a psychologist. Are we one with our anger? Are we one with our mercy?
It's our midas.
So what's the answer to the question? Are you one with your mercy? Or is that like something outside of you? Probably depends. it probably depends. I'm using the vernacular. I'm not a psychologist or a philosopher, but say, like, is that really me speaking? You know, am I one with it? So whether we are one with it or not one with our midos, Hashem is one with our midos. Are our thoughts, when we have thoughts? I'm trying to open up this crack this nut here.
Comparing Hashem. Hashem's oneness to our being one or not being one, I think that's
exactly the point.
That's a problem, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that is exactly the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we talk about ourselves, the words that we use, am I one with my opinions? Am I one with my das? Mm-hmm. It's hard to know. Maybe yes, maybe not. So one thing is clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, only one, not divisible by two, not different manifestations, maybe. I don't know what words, what fancy words you want to use, but he's one. So the Rambam makes this point. Just finish you reading the Rambam. You don't have it in front of you. You find that Hashem is called a Chacham, the Chsiva Gam Hu Chacham. V'chein Ritzoyna Yisparach, the Rambam says, Ki Rotze Hashem Asireyev, Hashem has a Ratzom.
Hashem's
Ratzom
change, if he's one?
V'chavetz Chesed Hu, Rotze B'tshuvasom Shorishayim, you see this Ratzom, V'ein Chafetz B'misasom U'B'rishayim, Hashem wants this, he doesn't want that. B'tohar Einayim, Mirois Barah, Ein Ritzoynoi V'chachmosai, on the Rambam, Ein Ritzoynoi V'chachmosai U'midas Chastoi V'rachmanusai V'shar Midoisem Moisifin by Ribui V'harkava Chas V'sholom V'mehusu V'atzmusai. It doesn't make God bigger or smaller or divisible by three. El Atzmusai U'mehusai U'ritzoynoi V'chachmosai U'binasai V'daitoi U'midas Chastoi U'gvurasai V'rachmanasai V'sifartoi. It's a good list, right? Want me to repeat that? Aklula mechasta yugrosev v'chein shar midoys of hakdoshes hakol achdos shuta shehi he atzmusai umahusai. It's all one thing, God, just one thing, Hashem. I'm sorry, we have WhatsApp you one thing, but I'm reading a different thing. But this is all the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's not something we can articulate, and it's not something we can hear. And a person will never understand it in their heart clearly. Why? Because how do we understand something? Says the Rambam, we are mitzayir besichlei. We try to create a picture of that in our mind. You try to understand something. If you're trying to understand a color, so you imagine the color. If you're a physicist, you're trying to understand something much more esoteric, so you try to get a picture of that in your mind. So the bigger the genius is the one who could picture something which is really very, very esoteric. Hakol kamoshe ein mamish kivayin sheroitzel letzayir v'sichlei mehusa rotzon. Now try to understand in your mind rotzon chachma. So when we understand that, humetzayir kulon kamoshe, we understand it in a way that's human to understand. But as Rabbi Yitzchok said, try to understand this in the Midas of Achdus of Hashem, and you're stuck. Why? Because it's simply not in our brain. It's not within the experience of our brain to understand this. So what we're talking about here is a yediya without necessarily a havana, that hakol echad. There is nothing but one Hashem. So, Let me just pull out the consequences of that, or the ramifications, which are consequential. So when you say, we are seeing the wrath of Hashem, right? Mount St. Helen explodes, or something like that, or there's a tsunami somewhere in Asia. So we are seeing the wrath of Hashem. So hakol echad, if you're seeing the wrath of Hashem, that means, according to this Rambam, that means you're seeing Hashem. Because hakol echad, you can't say, well, you're seeing the wrath of Hashem, but you're not seeing Hashem. Hakol echad, there are no two things. If you see the beauty of Hashem in nature, if you see the mercy of Hashem, so you're only seeing one thing, which is Hashem. So are you seeing Hashem or are you not seeing Hashem? According to this Rambam, says the Baal HaTanya, and this is his thesis, there's only one Hashem. So you can't say this is something separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who, Lashon HaRambam, who umidosav chad hu. He and his midos are all one.
Is that only his action, or do we say that, like, this chair is Hashem?
Well, where do you stop? That's... This is a problem.
What's his handwork? How do you limit differences?
Okay, so when we make a chair, when you build a chair, I could see a lot of gil in that chair, but it's not you.
Right.
I sit on it, it doesn't hurt you. Press it on Yod Heard. So is that is
why do we have to come to that? That that's Hashem. Like why can't it just
because I can divide you from the chair, but I can't divide Hashem's Ratzon.
The Ratzon is Hashem.
Okay, so the Midos of Hashem are Hashem.
Manifestation. Say Hashem Gufa. Well, Yirani Adam B'Chai. We can't say.
What's Hashem Gufa? What is that? Well, Yirani Adam B'Chai.
Okay. People never know.
Midos aside, if you look at a sandcastle, you see a sandcastle, but it's individual grains of sand. So you look closer, you see the individual grains of sand.
So what do you, so yeah. Therefore?
Everything is Hashem.
You're not seeing the, whoa. You're not seeing the kid who made the sandcastle.
Okay.
You might recognize it, that's his style.
Right.
So let's look at this and see what the Baladanya says. Hine mikan yesh lahavin, this you should have. Shigagas miksas chachomim. I'm looking now at the Tanya, which you have in your WhatsApp.
Which page?
Pei Gimel, on the bottom. Hine mikan yesh lahavin shigagas miksas chachomim. From here we can begin to understand the mistake of some chachomim. Of some chachamim. Hashem yechaper ba'adam. May God have forgiveness for them. Sheshagu, now he's talking about the Vilna Gaon. But he's not really talking about the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon is also hooking in to a whole line of Mekubalim, which came before the Vilna Gaon, who understood this question, Shishagu v'ta'u b'yunan b'kisvei Arizal, that misunderstood, they misunderstood and they made mistakes in looking at what the Arizal said, v'hevinu inyan hatzimtzum hamuskar sham kipshuto. Let's not get confused because we're learning it at sight. Those mekubalim, says the Baal HaTanya, understood tzimtzum kipshuto. What's tzimtzum? So tzimtzum, the Arizal tells us, just tells us a story like this, that Hashem created before he even created the world. Before he created the world, he was Mesavev Kol Almin, and then he was Mamale Kol Almin, and then he says the Arizal, he contracted himself out of the world and left the world. So if you read the Arizal, it sounds pretty much, not that this is so relevant you would think, but you'll see it becomes relevant, because all of Avodah Zarah, you know, comes from a misunderstanding of this concept. So it's not so posh at all of everything really. I mean, it sounds like so not relevant, yet it's so relevant. But what the Arizal simply says, like, you can't deny this, that the Arizal simply says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the world, he contracted himself from the world, and what was left was a world. So if you understand a kipshuto, it means to say that the world is the place where Hashem is not. That's understanding the Arizal kipshuto. Does that work with everybody?
No.
Why? Okay, what about everything, right? Shakarish Baruch Hu, and here's his words explaining the mistake or the simplicity of the oversimplification of the Arizal, he puts. Shakarish Baruch Hu, Silek Atzmai Umahusai Chas V'Sholoim Me'olam Hazeh. That Shakarish Baruch Hu took out, that's basically what the Nefesh HaChaim said, right? That the neshama used to have atzmusay shal, used to have historically had atzmusay shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, but once we did the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the atzmusay of a Kadosh Baruch Hu came out of the neshama, who choyfei olav, and it's just up there somewhere giving maybe hashpa, or we're not in the fire, we're the heat of the fire, but silek atzmai mahusay chas. So this chas v'shalom is pretty much the nefesh HaChaim. Is Chas V'Shalom.
We're saying that's the world.
He says the same thing about the world. Raksha Mashkiach Mil Mala. And what do they say? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching from Lamala. Well, it says in Pirkei Avos that Hashem is an Ayin HaRoeh, Ozen Shomas.
Dama Lamala Mimcha.
Right. Dama Lamala Mimcha. Very good. He's watching Milamala Bahashkacha Pratis. He's saying, it could be Hashkacha Pratis. It's Hashkacha. He's watching carefully. He's got good vision. He's not here. He's not. Hashkacha Pratis. How call I it serve? Kula Basher Bashabai Bibaavalo Aretz Bitochas. Behile. So says the Baal Tanya as follows. If you're going to understand, that is the definition, the Baal Tanya's definition of Tzimtzum Kipshutai. Tzimtzum Kipshutai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted himself and therefore extracted himself and retracted himself and every other word that ends with tract out of this world, and that's where he is. Hile. Says the Baal Tanya. We're on the next page. You have it there? Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Milvad she afshir klal loimer ilyin hatzimtzum kipshutai. It's bothering him. Yafshir klal loimer ilyin hatzimtzum kipshutai shehu b'mikre aguf ala kadosh baruch hu. This whole idea of extracting himself is giving God physical attributes. Means that the water is in the cup. I'm taking the water out of the cup. Who be Bikrei Aguf? That's already physics. Bikrei Aguf, that's already physics. This went from here and it went to there. Is already Bikrei Aguf al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're putting physical labels on Hashem. Hanivdel behem, who's so far apart from anything physical, Riboy Revavois, Hanivdelis Ade Kates. Afgav Zois, and besides for that, so in other words, the idea that Hashem was in the world and then extracted himself from it, like he's water or vapor or a pillow or something like that, is altogether, he says, not, you're taking a human understanding of something and you're putting it on Hashem. He was there. What?
Anthropomorphizing the show.
That's right. That was the word I was looking for. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Well, you're giving him an attribute of space.
Space.
Well, he created space, so it couldn't be an attribute that applies here.
Lamala.
Is Bluetooth space? Bluetooth, do they consider physical?
You know, it's so interesting, because I think today we are able to be massive things. Only because there's so many things that we talk and don't understand. You know, I mean, there's so many things that we see working that don't understand. So it's not necessarily water. All of a sudden it's rays, and it's, but whatever it is, it's physical. It's not ruchnius that's in your Bluetooth.
Waves ruchnius?
No, it's still physical, yeah. You can't see it with your eyes. You can see it maybe with special meters and your phone, your cell phone can see it.
So that probably was a kushbuk.
You're giving it a more sophisticated physical, but you're still making it physical. As far as you're going to go, it's physical. There are millions of levels between anything physical. So you got it to level 2, Bluetooth. But there's another 10 million levels between us and Hashem. But I do agree with you. Does Bluetooth occupy space? I don't know.
If it transmits from one point to another, then that's occupying space.
Not in the way, and not in the traditional way, but it's occupying space.
Like the Bluetooth uses that's different than cellular phones, is different than relay. And what's filled up?
They certainly can. Yeah, it's filled up. It's filled up, and they certainly can conflict or be blocked or You could buy a thing that goes into a plug that goes to the wall that it doesn't allow any cell phone ring. So, you know, they have such things. You know, they have such things. They put them in shuls now in America. You put something in the wall and it blocks all cell phone.
Can you have too much Bluetooth? Can't like 5 phones at the same time and block each other?
Besides for that, he says, loy bedas yidaberu, they're not speaking with das. Be'acher, again, remember, think gra. Be'acher shehei babilib b'nei babilib. You know, these are good guys. Thank you. Shakarish Baruch Hu Yodea Kol HaYitzurim. They believe strongly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going on. Nobody's questioning that. Sheba'olam hazeh shuffle, that everything goes on in this lowly world, u'mashkiach aleihem, and he watches them. Al korchach, ein yediyasei oisa b'yisifa b'yiribui v'chidosh, mipnei sheyodei hakol b'yediyas atzmai. But it doesn't, the fact that he knows everything, this is what this Shehei Mabilim Lei Mabilim Shakurish Baruch Yodea Kola Yitzurim Sheba Oil Mazah Shelchel Mashkiach Aleyev Bel Korachach, and it's obvious that Ein Yediyasa Yosav by Sifam by Riboy Vachidush, that that's not something outside of Hashem. They themselves agree that the fact that Hashem knows everything here, now this gets to be very sophisticated, Hashem knows everything that's going on in this room. So they're asking that that doesn't put Hashem someplace where he wasn't before. Hey boy, reboy, why not? If we're opening up a new avenue for Hashem to go into, which, by the way, the Hasidim talk like that, you know, like make a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let him into your life. The Hasidim talk like that. That's their lashon. It's not so pashut that. But you can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our yediyah might be something different than us.
What's Shechina?
Okay, b'vnei sheyadei yediyas hakol b'yediyas atzmai harei kivyachol b'husay v'atzusay v'daitai hakol echad. But remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah and his atzmusay v'daitai hakol echad. So if Hashem is knowing what's going on in this room, they must agree that Hashem is in this room. V'zesh ha'kazah b'tikudim, and that's before Shadazayar. The lace asar panui minay, loy be loy be loy be satoy. It seems obvious that the Zohar says there is no place, there is no space, there is no atar. Good choice of words. There's no atar where it's panui minay, where he is not. Lo be loy be loy be satoy, says the Zohar. Not up and not down. Leis asar panui midei. So I feel like it's a good name for the anti-website. Leis asar. Leis asar. Ubrayim ahemna, another Zayar Parshas Pinchas. Ihu tafus bekula. He is everywhere. Ihu tafus bekula. V'leis man the toughest bay, yet nobody can comprehend him. Ihu soivev kol almen, v'leis man the nafik mershusei levar. Nobody can leave the rishus of Hashem and hide in some outside, right? In some outside place. Ihu memalin, this is all Lashon HaZohar. Ilu memalin memalei kol almen, he fills up every part of the world. Iu bekasher beyached zina lazina ilo v'sata leis kurva b'dalad yisoidim elam kujabrichu kad iu b'nayu ad kan l'shayda. It's lashon of desire. So what does it all mean? It means that Hashem is everywhere. Reitz aloymer. What does all that mean? Leis man the toughest bay. Nobody can grasp Hashem. She'ein mi sheyitvois ba'asagas sichloi mikol sichlim ha'oyim. That our minds are limited and we can't understand how this can be. In other words, he's everywhere, so you would think you would understand it because he's everywhere, but no, you're not going to find it on a meter or in a microscope. You're not going to find it. You know, by the Hasidim, they have a niggun. The niggun, I remember hearing this when I was a little child, sang it, that niggun's in Yiddish. And the niggun goes, I won't sing it to you right now, I'll spare you, but the words of the niggun go like this. Frek der besnaget sudem chassid vos is got. Right? The besnaget asks the chassid vos is got, and the chassid answers the besnaget, shoyte du, you're so foolish, leis machshava tfisabeh. That's the song. And then the second verse goes, Frank der Vesnagit Sudha Vachasid, Vu is God. Where is God? So, Enfert der Chasid, Sudha Vesnagit, Shaita du, Shaita du, you're such a Shaita, Leis Asar Panui Bidei. So the Ligon like says the whole thing. I don't know who made up this Ligon. But they sing it. They sing this at Lubavitch Rebbe's Fabregas. This is a real Ligon. So the Ligon is a conversation between a chassid and a misnagid, and that the misnagid ends up stupid in this Ligon, because the misnagid is saying, ask the obvious question, so where is God? And then you're such a fool because where is he not? What is God? You're such a fool because nobody can understand him. So you're what and you're where are not. He's not saying like answering the questions. They're stupid questions because it's not something that the mind can comprehend one way or the other. So what? I want to try to get this down to earth. Not really. Stima de chostima leis machshama tvisa bachlau v'gam betachtoinim. Here in this world, af agav the iu memale kol almin, Hashem is memale kol almin, lashon of the Zohar, fills up the entire world. Einoi kenishmas adam taychufai. Listen to this. It's not like the neshama. Even like the neshama, we can understand a little bit. Shehu nitfeses taychaguf. The neshama chaps on to the. It's like a nitfas means like in Hilchos Nedarim, like hatvasa, like it chaps the guf. There's some kind of a kesher between the nesham and the guf. The guf affects the neshama, and the neshama affects the guf, he says. Now he's talking about really the nefesh, but you feel cold, you feel hot, you feel uptight, you feel relaxed. Your point, Gil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally not affected by Olam Hazeh. Yet, we speak like this. I just want to keep pointing out, we make a Nachas Ruach
L'Yotzrei. We daven to change things.
Not to change Hashem, but we do give him pleasure. We change his Ratzon. But even more than that, we give him pleasure. Nachas Ruach, right? Everything's a nigun. You gotta watch these nigunim. I told you, even Uncle Moishe's dangerous. You say, like, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. Uh-huh. We need to leave this concert immediately. Nothing's innocent.
What does it mean to give Nachas Ruach this
world?
It means Nachas.
I don't know, but we're saying it, right? The what? No, you do his ratzon, okay, doing his ratzon, but to give him pleasure or to give him tsar? So you could say it's all a mashal. In other words, you're saying, if we say that we're giving nachas ruach or we're giving, see, I don't know what's the pashut here. I don't know which way is pashut. But if you say you're giving nachas, if you start thinking about it, so what we're doing is we're not only lending human attributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is okay, because we already know that he's a rachum and a chanun and erech apayim on some level. But to say that we're affecting the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's already like a chiddush. Like to say that we're affecting. There's nothing that we can do in Olam Hazeh which is changing Hashem. So this goes on and on. So what's the point? What's the point? The point is being that your WhatsApp ran out of pages here. I'm just going to say it outside very quickly. The point is this, that the Baal HaTanya's claim on the Gra is that if you say that HaKadosh Baruch, if you take the words of the Arizal Kipshutai, and you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted and contracted himself out of this world, and now this world is somehow connected. And this world, what we do in this world, somehow affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying that you're making a number of mistakes, some of them kfir and some of them silly. That's what the Baal HaTani is claiming. What you're saying is that somehow something outside of Hashem, first of all, you're saying there's something outside of Hashem. That's the first problem. You're saying something outside of Hashem. That he's not Echad anymore. Because we know that the Arizal says he was in this world, but Bale Kol Alba, that's the world, that's the words of the Zayar already. But Bale Kol Alba. So if he's Bale Kol Alba, if you say he went out, so what does that mean? Second of all, you're creating a Shinui in a Hashem. And the Hashem Loi Shonisi. Second of all, you're saying that what then is the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have some kind of a touchpad here and some kind of a system where we are affecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by anything. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be in the world, says the Baal HaTanya. You don't understand it. You don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still be in the world. And that's why you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted himself from the world, because you're going into problems of pantheism, pantheistic problems, where if Hashem is everywhere and Hashem is in everything, why shouldn't I worship it? That's the Zuhi Ascholas of Adazara. So we don't understand. So we don't understand. So you just because you don't understand and you're worried about Avodah Zarah, is basically what he's saying, you can't change the Metzias to something which is Apokarsis and Kefir. So what he's saying is that what his title is, that you're saying that your chash of Kefira, that it's going to come to Kefira, because next thing you know, people are going to be worshipping stones and Rebbes and Mashiach and all of this. You know, you're going to have a different idea. So you're worried about that. So now you're taking Hashem out of the world. You're creating even a bigger apokarsis minei obey, a bigger kfir minei obey. I'm not agreeing, disagreeing. I'm not who knows? I'm saying that is the Baal HaTanya's to put it a different way, because he puts it this way the next on the next page, that Hashem is infinite. So how do you fit infinity into something finite? Right? You can't even fill up the cup with Bluetooth waves. So how are you going to fill it up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Who's saying this?
The Baal HaTanya says it on the next page. I'm just saying it out loud, because, you know, like, how can you fit? That's, in other words, the Baal HaTanya is articulating the Graz Kasha, that how can something infinite fit into something finite? That's your Kasha. And his answer, not a very good one, but it's the answer, it's the correct one, and that is, Seder, humble yourself to this, because we don't understand it. The Gaon on the other hand, who was probably one of the greatest Mekubalim in history, you know, the Gaon is the Gaon. I don't think he was just saying like some kind of a Xera, be careful with this. So the Mistagdim had by the way, the Mistagdim was a term, I think, which was created by the Baal HaTanya.
They call it Minagdim at some point.
It evolved. Yeah. I don't think Misnagdim ever called themselves, just defined themselves as Misnagdim, for the simple reason that the Misnagdim didn't hold of the Hasidim wasn't their ikker. Like that we should define ourselves as, oh, you're a Misnagdim. Like why? It would bother me to define yourselves in the negative. Like, you know, it's like saying, you know, what are you? I'm anti-Tzioni. Is that your homohus? No, everything you do is because you're, you know, there's might be something I'm thinking, but it's not like not my whole definition. But like the Hasidim gave this label on it, which is interesting. But the idea that the Baal HaTanya is that you're worried about the fact that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains in this world, that something infinite is filling up something which is finite. And that can't be. I give you again my same answer, that leis machshava tfisa bei, because you don't understand ruchnius, you don't understand God, so you can't understand how something can be infinite and finite at the same time.
You're saying Hashem can't do something.
That's right. Right. So what do you say? So without analyzing, without like debating who's right and who's wrong, if you want to, we can. But there's a lot of studim l'kan u'l'kan. Just what I wanted to state today was very, very clearly inside the machlokes, because the machlokes is, according to the Baal HaTanya, the machlokes is that simsum, understanding simsum kipshuta, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took himself out of the world. So if you are a follower at this moment, our learning, if you're a follower of the Litvish Derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took himself out of this world. What do we have here? We have the Or Hashem, we have the Shechina of Hashem, we have the Ashkacha Pratis Hashem. Everything's okay. But you can't say that we have Hashem in this world. Maybe in Gan Eden, the Nefesh HaChaim says. Maybe in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishalik B'toicha Gan. But since then, you don't have it. Maybe even time of Mashiach. But right now, you don't have it. The Baal HaTanya learns that that's Kfira. That you can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the world. But you know what? The Arizal does say that. So he's saying that understand Simsum differently. Simsum doesn't necessarily mean that he retracted. It means that he was master himself in the entire world. In other words, like he hid in the world itself. Misalech b'toich hagan. In other words, that not that he, you know, blew himself out of the world, but vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. You know. That we have that, but he contracted into the world. That's how the Baal HaTanya learns it. This was this line of thinking was Havdil from the Gra and the Baal HaTanya. This was like the main selling point of Shabtai Tzvi. And further back, it was the main, forgetting about these two Kedoshim, the Gra and the Baal HaTanya. This was the main selling point of Yashka, because he was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never contracted himself, and he was a walking manifestation of God. That's what they say. Which of course is wrong, because then everybody's going to worship. Shabtai Tzvi didn't just want to be a Mashiach, he wanted people to bow down to him. He wanted to be worshipped. So and people did worship it. It was Karev L'Avodah Zarah. I don't know if everyone realizes this. What order was Avodah Zarah? The whole Shabtai Tzvi. But he's not Smusay Shal Yisbarach. That there's a human walking this world here that's going to save the world. But the sort of ramifications of pantheism, that you know, worshiping Eitz Ve'Eved, this is all of history. This became a problem. This tiny little point became a huge problem. It really divided up not just the Litvaks and the Misnagda and the Hasidim. It divided up the whole world between maybe Avraham Avinu. What did he hold? You know, the there's only one Hashem. The idol is nothing. For a while there, Afhu Avadi Mohem. He was worshiping idols because he was a thinking person, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put himself into everything. But then he realized, no, the idol is not the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu retracted. So all again, I hope I'm not confusing everybody. Whether you're confused, I'm just saying what the machlokes is. Here's the machlokes: does tzimtzum mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzim himself b'toich habria, or does it mean that he was mitzamtzim himself out of the bria? That's the machlokes. I can't paska this bria, but this is the machlokes, and it has huge ramifications all the way down the line of Bezen Nesayim. Lag Sameach.
But are either of them proving their point other than just building a logical case? But they nobody has proof.
How can you prove it?
So you can't really say.
Now, I say on Thursday, unfortunately, I'm not going to be here. So we'll pick up again Sunday.